He sounds kind of like that. But anyway, he's got the beginning stages of well, they're calling it dementia, but I think it might be the beginning stages of Alzheimer's. So he doesn't.
No, so he's does he record a 20-minute podcast every day? is his not name that, Big Fatty?
Not that I know of. So he's kind of annoying because he never can hear you, and he can't remember anything that happened recently.
What?
So like if you eat. You know, if you eat, he can't remember that he's eaten like 20 minutes later or whatever. And it's sad, but I mean, whatever.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, they're calling it dementia, but I think it might be the beginning stages of Alzheimer's.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1031 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 11th of January 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. I got nothing. I've absolutely got nothing. Big Fatty, we love those. Hello, brain farts. Big Fatty, that's you. You're a brain fart. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's a good day in the coal mine. You know, things went well. But y'all, the clouds are beginning to roll in. I expect the weather rat will be on here soon, calling for a rain pack. Telling you to take your rain pack, and y'all, I think we'll need a camisole as the week progresses. Y'all, anyway, y'all, I think what I'm going to do today is read. So, Hat M, I know you love it. I know you love it, and I know you love it when Big Fatty reads to you. So just sit back and enjoy. So, but y'all, I got something good. From my mother today, and y'all, this is, I thought this was just real interesting, and y'all, that's what happens when you get to be old, you forget about things and all this kind of stuff, and y'all, I mean, you, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from that DI Plus, that was that, Daniel Biba, and Adam. And, y'all, I think they were talking about Big Fatty. I'm not sure. But, y'all, speaking of burp, 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 y'all, I'm a little worried about that Kim burp, 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 Beva. Y'all, I don't know what's up. But, you know, the lodge is going through some makeovers. And, y'all, we don't see ya much on the Twitty, and y'all, I've got a game of the Wedge with friends with her, and y'all, it's 5 days old, and y'all, it's her turn to play. Y'all, I'm just worried. I feel like I've got some Julie in me. I'm worried sick about that Kim Beaver, and Julie, you may have to be worried sick also. In fact, all of you, I think all of you need to send that Kim Beaver a little note and say we're worried we don't like to be beaver free. So anyway, y'all, just yes, Big Fatty, that's good things to be worried about. And Big Fatty, you've only been talking for 4 minutes, so what are you gonna do for the next 16? Got no idea. By the way, y'all, I was listening to the, I've been catching up on some, little shows, y'all, I was listening to that Stick It With a Poke, from Saturday night, y'all, they were talking about people who, used, the hair dryer on their pubic areas, on their pubic hair, and they wanted to know if they knew anybody there. Well, y'all, Big Fatty does that every morning. Y'all, you gotta keep it dry down there. You do not want the chafing, and trust me, we heard on the Vons, you heard on the Vons, you know, if it gets, you know, if it's too much down there, y'all, it turns into a mushroom and what was the other thing? It was the collard greens or something. I don't know. It's some sort of dead something down there. What was that? Dead? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, so you got to keep that area taken good care of. Yes, Big Fatty, please move forward. We don't need to hear any more about it. So, y'all, but I want to read this thing to you that my mother sent. And y'all, it's entitled, I Didn't Know That. And y'all, I read these, and quite frankly, I didn't know many of these. But y'all, did you know that Big Freddy is going to vomit? Y'all, that is, oh Lord, that is a roast beast sandwich and a couple of chicken fingers. And y'all, as soon as I finish recording, Larry Klein and I are going to go have a hamburger. Y'all, it's half-price hamburger night. So we're going to do that. Y'all, but back to the thing my mother sent. Y'all, and this is about Alaska.
You know Alaska.
Did you know that more than half, of the coastline of the entire United States is in Alaska. Y'all, I had no idea. I mean, I know Alaska's big. But, y'all, that's not just the Pacific. That is the whole United States. Y'all, think about the whole East Coast and Florida and the Gulf and from White Boys area down there in the San Diego and Tijuana all the way up. Y'all, I just cannot believe that more than half of the coastline of the entire country is in Alaska. It amazed me. It just amazed me. Y'all, this has to do with the Amazon, and this does not have anything to do with that Kim Beaver. But y'all, the Amazon rainforest. Y'all, were you aware that the Amazon rainforest produces more than 20% of the world's oxygen supply? Y'all had no idea. Y'all, were you aware that more than 60% of the world's methane is produced by Big Fatty's colon? Big Fatty, you're vulgar. So, anyway, y'all, and it says here the Amazon River pushes so much water into the Atlantic Ocean that more than 100 miles at sea off the mouth of the river, one can dip fresh water out of the ocean. Y'all had no idea. The volume of water in the Amazon River is greater than the next 8 largest rivers in the world combined, and 3 times the flow of all the rivers in the United States. Y'all, and these are in a tabitized order. Antarctica. Were you aware that Antarctica is the only land on our planet that is not owned by any country? Now, I did know that. There's some sort of treaty that says that no country will claim ownership of Antarctica. But, y'all, were you aware that 90% of the world's ice covers Antarctica? Y'all, I had no idea. I had no idea that the Arctic was only 10% of the ice in the world. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. This ice also represents 70% of all the fresh water in the world. As strange as it sounds, however, Antarctica is essentially a desert. The average yearly total precipitation is about 2 inches. Big Fatty, are you talking about that mushroom and those shrinking? No, never mind. Although covered with ice, four-tenths of 1% of Antarctica is covered in ice. Antarctica is the driest place on the planet with an absolute humidity. Big Fatty. Humidity lower than the Gobi Desert. Y'all, I think the Gobi Desert is in Mexico. I don't know. Y'all, Brazil. Brazil, were you aware that Brazil got its name from the nut and not the other way around? Y'all had no idea. I had no idea. And y'all, if if Brazil got its name from the nut, well, then it's a good thing that it didn't get the name of the nickname of the Brazil nut. Big Fatty, now you're just being vulgar, and you know that everybody's favorite rapist will know what you're talking about. Y'all, Canada-Mexico. Y'all, Canada-Mexico has more lakes than the rest of the world combined. And did you know that that Canada is an Indian word meaning big village? Big fatty. Y'all, Chicago, the Chicagos. Y'all, we've got lots of listeners up there in the Chicagos. Y'all, next to Warsaw, Poland, Mexico, Chicago has the largest Polish population in the world. Detroit, Woodward Avenue in Detroit, Michigan carries the designation M1, so named because it was the first paved road anywhere. Y'all had no idea of that. Had no idea. Damascus, Syria was flourishing a couple of thousand years. Before Rome was founded in 753 BC, making it the oldest continuously inhabited city in existence. Y'all, do you happen to know the only city in the world that is located on two continents? Do you know, huh? Do you know what it is? Well, y'all, it's Istanbul, Turkey. And so there you have it. Y'all, speaking of the Vons, y'all, you know she's out there near the Los Angeles. And y'all, do you know what the full name? Do you know what the full name of Los Angeles is, y'all? It is El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora la Reina de Los Angeles de Porciúncula and can be abbreviated to 3.6% of its size by just writing L.A. Big Fatty, please move forward. New York City, y'all, so nice they named it twice. And y'all, we know that we've got listeners up there in the New York City. Y'all, that Patrick Plain is up there, and David B., and the gay Southern boy is up there, and all kinds of folks are up there in the New York. But y'all, the term the Big Apple was coined by touring jazz musicians of the 1930s who used the slang expression apple for any town or city. Therefore, to play New York City is to play the big time, the Big Apple. There are more, by the way, did you know that there are more Irish in New York City than there are in Dublin, Ireland? There are more Italians in New York City than in Rome, Italy? And there are more Jews in New York City than in Tel Aviv, Israel? Big fatty. Y'all, in Ohio, there are no natural lakes in the state of Ohio. Every one of them is man-made. Y'all, the Pitcairn Island is the smallest island with a country status. It's in Polynesia, and it's just 1.75 square miles. Big fatty, nobody cares. Rome was the first city to reach the population of 1 million people. And y'all, they reached that in 133 BC. There is a city called Rome on every continent. And y'all, Siberia, oh dear, I see. Siberia contains more than 25% of the world's forest. Y'all, I didn't know that. SMOM. Y'all, the actual smallest sovereign entity in the world is the Sovereign Military Order of Malta. It's located in the city of Rome, Italy, and has an area of 2 tennis courts, and as of 2001, has a population of 80, 20 less people than the Vatican. It's sovereign entity under international law, just as the Vatican is. Y'all, I never knew that. The Sahara Desert. There's a town on the Sahara Desert named Tidikelt, Algeria, which did not receive a drop of rain for 10 years. Technically, though, the driest place on Earth is in the valleys of Antarctica near Ross Island, where there has been no rainfall for 2 million years. Now, y'all, how the hell does the weather rat know that there's not been any rainfall there for 2 million years? Y'all, do you know what Spain means, literally? Do you know, huh? Y'all, it means the land of the rabbits. And y'all, St. Paul, Minnesota, y'all, you know that's where, I think that's where the Laughing Buddha is from. Y'all, it was originally called Pig's Eye after... after a man named Pierre Pig's Eye Parent, who set up the first business there. Poor Pig's Eye. Y'all, are you aware that the chances of you riding on a road that is unpaved in the U.S. is 1%, and the chances of you riding on a road that is unpaved in Canada, Mexico, is 75%? Were you aware of that? The Faye driver, were you aware of that? Y'all, were you aware that the deepest hole ever drilled was not in Lakeland, Florida, y'all? No, no. The deepest hole ever drilled by man is the Kola Super Deep Borehole in Russia. It reached a depth of 1,261 meters, or 7.62 miles, and it was drilled for scientific research. And y'all, they discovered a huge deposit of hydrogen. Now, y'all, I do not know if that is the same hydrogen that the Vons speaks of. But y'all, the hydrogen deposit was so massive that the mud coming from the hole was boiling with it. Now, y'all, this one I found extremely interesting. The Eisenhower Interstate Highway System requires that 1 mile in every five has to be straight. Were you aware of that? I had no idea of that. And y'all, the reason for that is that these straight sections are usable as airstrips in a time of war or other emergencies. And y'all, I just think those were, you know, every once in a while, the Hat Arena comes up with some good stuff. So, anyway, but y'all, that's just the lovely Big Fatty. You've just about filled up the whole hour now, except it's not an hour, it's 20 minutes. It's poor Big Fatty. Y'all, before the time does get away from us, I need to play the reminder. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, it is time for our contest, and as you know, all you have to do is guess the number of phone calls from Miss Kathy Bacon that were played either fully or partially on the little show in 2011. Y'all, that is the number that the fat one has on record, not which may be not necessarily the actual number. Don't say that. These are the rules. Well, anyway, there's one entry per person. Per person. Big Fatty, I'm so glad you pre-recorded this. It'd be right. One entry per person, and you send it via e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Y'all, now the guest closest to the actual number of calls without going over will win the $21 cash prize. If there's a tie, we'll put all those with the closest guess, correct guess, into a colostomy bag, and we'll draw a winner. And the deadline is Friday, January 13th. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, we just got that in. Just barely got it in, y'all. The entries are coming in. Remember, you've only got two more days to get your entry in for the contest, y'all. It's as easy as pizza pie. And y'all, you've got until Friday. And y'all, remember, there is a $21 cash prize that will be sent to you. So there you have it. So y'all, I don't have any idea what I talked about today, but y'all, it's okay. It's just, you know, it's not a problem. It's just not a problem at all. In fact, Adam, how would you describe Big Fatty's situation?
Well, they're calling it dementia, but I think it might be the beginning stages of Alzheimer's.
Oh!
can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.